as I prayed over the readings this week, I couldn't help but be struck and drawn to the second reading, the letter of Paul, and just how magnificent his metaphor is of the human body to describe us as a church people. The excellence of the metaphor really is upheld by everything that he shares about just talking about bodies having ailments and having problems. I was thinking about that in terms of how we see ourselves often as a body and how that does relate to our human experience and the tension that exists in living out our Christian dignity. What struck me was, in thinking about the ailments of our bodies, how often do we not pay attention to our bodies until something is bothering us? And when something does bother us, we have a tendency to give all of our attention to that part. Think about just an annoying little paper cut on the very tip of your finger. It impacts everything that you do. How often do we consider the value of our fingers? But it's when we injure one of them, or when we can't use a certain part of our body, that we have this heightened awareness of that one particular part. And hopefully, we do whatever we can to try and heal that. So we'll put bandages on it. We'll put salve on it. We'll clean it. We'll tend to it in the hopes that it will heal. I contrasted this metaphor with some of the other things that Paul talks about in his message to the Corinthians. The message of some of how we as a people are divided up in some ways. And we're divided up based on our giftedness, or maybe it just happens to be a certain state in life. One of the challenges that I think we have, especially as a church people, is trying to understand what is the purpose of church? And why is it we have a hierarchical structure within our church? Again, Paul's metaphor of the body works extraordinarily well. And it's one in which sometimes it becomes a struggle to accept it. Because sometimes we have to recognize that, in a sense, from a hierarchical perspective, we are lower than someone else in the church. But by being lower does not indicate our importance. Because no matter what part of the body we're talking about, if the body is without that part, the body is flawed. I'm particularly struck this week about body parts because of everything that we've been hearing from the tragedy in Haiti. One of the fundamental problems that they're experiencing in that country is people who have injured themselves, who've had crushed injuries, they're called, are in such dire need of medical care that doesn't exist, that the only alternative that medical doctors have is to amputate that part of the body that's injured. How often is that our response to someone who might be irritating to us? How often do we write off or cut off members of our family because we disagree with them? How often do we push aside members of our church because we perceive them as being more sinful than us? Unfortunately, in Haiti, they do not have the resources to heal those wounded body parts. But we, as Christians, do have the resource. Our resource of healing the body that is the church is love. Love taught to us by Jesus Christ Himself, by allowing Himself to become just like us, so He can experience a painful limb. He can experience the hurt of a burn. Our communication and love for one another goes far beyond trying to tend an injured finger. It's a lifelong call. Ironically, in today's gospel, when Jesus reads from the scriptures about Him being the anointed one, we too are anointed in our baptism. We too are made special by Jesus Christ and by our membership in this body we call church. The passage that follows the gospel reading shows an immediate reaction from the people of Nazareth, asking, why does Jesus talk this way? Who does He think He is to say something like this? How easy it is for us to turn back into our selfishness and to forget that we are a part of the body. How can we remember that? I think the message of remembrance lies in today's responsorial psalm. If you look at the words at the ends of the strophes, listen to these. Perfect, trustworthy, right, clear, pure, true. Our ability to live perfectly with trustworthiness, righteousness and clarity, purity and truth. These are the gifts that we have through Jesus Christ, through our anointing in baptism. These gifts of the Spirit enable us and empower us to be able to love the body and appreciate the body so that it doesn't take an injury for us to be aware of a certain part. It doesn't take sinfulness for us to look at someone else who is a member of our church. It's an ideal and a difficult one for each of us to live. But again, Jesus Christ has given us that power. This evening, we have the opportunity to partake of that power. So as we come forward this evening to receive Christ in the Eucharist, let us pray that we can be empowered to recognize the church as the true body of Christ, to value each member regardless of where they are in the hierarchy or where they are in their struggle with sinfulness. Let us be aware of the parts of our body that need attention and healing, and let us be willing to offer our strengths for that healing.